Welcome back. This is Trent Rhodes with Total Immersion. This is the third part in the series, and I'm really enjoying sharing these insights with you. A lot of times, I think when people are looking for that amazing experience or that amazing change, they're looking for something that's a quick flip. A lot of times, it can be surprising that some of these changes are very simple. And the irony that I realize, and maybe you do too, is the simplest things are actually the toughest to accomplish. And also, the simplest things are those things that we tend to overlook. But if we paid attention to them, just shifted our mindset a little bit, how we think, we can make some stronger changes, more effective changes by doing the little things first. So in this particular series, I wanted to cover your social media. The focus of Total Immersion is about how to give yourself the proper environment to learn whatever it is that you want to learn. And so this requires you to expose yourself, put yourself in an environment, you consciously create an environment that will support it for all of your senses, your mental state, your emotions, and of course, where you physically are. And much of our time today, we are physically inside of social media. And how often, if you really wanted to count in a day, how often do you pull out your phone or your tablet or your computer and you decide to scroll through your Facebook wall or your Twitter feed or your Instagram page and look at other profiles and such? We do this a lot. We are connected pretty much all day. And if you don't have any of these profiles, you certainly are unique. If you don't have any of these profiles, you can skip this particular part because it won't have any relevance to you, although you may want to share these insights with those who do have them. So when it comes to social media, the point here is not to dissociate from it. I am not advocating that you completely shut down everything. I am advocating that you utilize the system in a way that's going to benefit you. If you are passively absorbing this information in your social media, it means that you're being hypnotized, you're being brainwashed without realizing it. So if this is going to happen, why not brainwash your mind, or consciously brainwash yourself with information that's going to support what you're trying to do? I want to point your attention to specifically the walls. Each of these platforms have their own version of what the wall is, but ultimately the wall is where your public content is. So it may not necessarily be what you're posting, but it's the posts that you're seeing of other people. And really, the way that you see these posts is when you like or follow someone else. What does that mean? It means if you have a passion for learning music, I highly recommend that you don't like pages that talk about nonsense. Wouldn't it make sense for you to like pages that are involved in music? The reason is, when you open up your social media application, the first thing that you see, or that you should want to see, is information about music. The only way to see information about music is for you to like the pages that are promoting music or talking about music or sharing articles about music. Do you see how simplistic this is? The difficult part, and which I think will challenge many of you, is to be extremely selective with what you follow. Because what you follow and who you connect to, or friends or whoever, that information will be within your scrolling, within your wall. And if we go back to whatever you're exposing yourself to, you are being influenced by, even if they're your friends and they're posting junk, or they're posting stupidity, they're posting idiocy, You don't want that feed going into your subconscious, right? Or do you not care? I highly recommend that you do care because it's influencing you. And if you're saying that, for example, if music is a thing of yours, you should only be absorbing music and positivity. If your connections are posting positive content, by all means, this is also going to help expand you. But if they're posting ridiculous gossip and dumb twerk pages, I mean, really, is it information or content that you really need to be absorbing? I leave that answer up to you. So check your Instagram, who are you following, your Facebook, who are you connecting to, the pages that you like, Twitter, whose feeds are you exposed to? Highly recommended to take this seriously because we're using the systems multiple times throughout the day. And so as with anything, the more that we're around it, the more influenced we become by it. So be strict about it. Take it seriously. If you're going to use social media, use it for the benefit of your aim, of your goal, and eliminate the content that's taking you in the opposite direction, friends or no friends.